podcast for the Bad Seeds. Thanks for listening. This is episode 10, I think. Some shit like that.
You're in the doubles.
I think so. Or 11. I don't know. This episode, we got my buddy JT.
Yo, what up?
What up?
Ah, shit, man. Chilling. Coming down here to hang out with you for a little bit. Studio's fucking awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for fucking coming out and doing this shit.
No problem, man.
And JT is a old buddy of mine, and he also has his own podcast. Tell us a little bit about your podcast, bruh.
Man, it's the 30-something broadcast. You can find it on iTunes or Podbean. It's just me and another friend of yours, Cousin Carter, Carter McFarland. We just talk shit. We talk about turning 30, and we're going to try to do it. We're going to try to do it for all of our 30s and just talk about the lessons we've learned already and the shit. It's a little serious, you know. It leans on a little bit more serious side.
It gets there.
And we're just working on it. We have no idea what we're doing, so we're just figuring it out. We're on episode, like, 24. We're just hanging out and chilling, man.
You're almost on 30.
I know. 30. I had a big on old 30. Plan for a 30, but I don't, you know. There it's you nothing. Go. Check it out if you want to, but it's nothing.
It's something.
It's all right.
Something. You've done it 24 times so far.
Yeah.
That's pretty tight. So, yeah, I guess this episode we're just going to, you know, bullshit and throw ideas and memories and hopefully everybody enjoys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's funny. I was like racking my brain for what we were going to do this show about, whatever. You know, we got matching tattoos, bro. Do you even remember that?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I was like, oh shit, man. We have the same tattoo almost.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
But it's oh, there it is.
But we got them for got them for your wedding, right?
It was the day or 2 days before.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. You got the one I wanted, but hey, whatever.
Well, I'm the bad guy. We got heel and face, basically, y'all, wrestling shit. And then I got heel.
No, no.
But I'm the bad guy. Nobody likes me, dude. Everybody likes you.
I'm the bad guy. What you been up to, man?
Working. I'm fucking 30. I'm married. Probably the same shit you've been up to.
Yep. A lot.
It's what I was thinking about, too. I was like, man, we pretty much... the same lives, you know. You're like my lost brother.
But you live in the fucking mountains, and that's fucking tight.
Gastonia is cool, man. Gastonia has a lot of potential to be cool.
Yeah, I think. I mean, fucking prison has a lot of potential to be cool, but it does. It's actually not.
Oz has its moments, man.
Yeah.
The shower scenes and shit, dude.
You talking about Gastonia?
Oz, but yeah, I mean, a lot of parallels. Yeah.
It is the fucking same. Whatever. Also, JT is a wrestling connoisseur as well, and I think let's start there.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, because I'm into that shit. I fuck with that shit.
I would say I know. I mean, you know, not to be like a smartass or anything, but I probably know more about '90s and up wrestling than the average guy. Even all the new cats that are jumping on and getting into wrestling again. You know.
Yeah.
I've always been in and out of it. Right now, the product's really bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the worst it's ever been. Maybe not. I'm sure there's going to be some old guys like, you don't remember fucking Dusty Rhodes and Polka Dots? I'm like, motherfucker, I interviewed Jim Ross today, Dusty Rhodes. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah, anything before Jim Ross, I really don't give a shit. And I fuck with WCW. And I fuck with the newer shit, but it sucks right now.
I mean, you got to be thinking, like, the way that we think about it now is probably the same way motherfuckers our age thought about, like,
mm-hmm. It's like hardcore fucking,
like the WCW the takeover in like 2000 or whatever. They're probably like, this is the fucking worst thing that ever happened to wrestling.
Well, I'll tell you, the takeover was shitty. WCW getting bought, worst thing that ever happened to wrestling.
100%
by Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
if it had been bought by somebody else, I mean, Eric Bischoff, all the bullshit people talk about, if it had been bought by like anybody else with a brain and Ted Turner and some money backing it, With a brand that big already?
Yeah.
The NWO shit changed. As big as Stone Cold is, this is revisionist history, okay? As big as Stone Cold is, NWO is the biggest thing to ever happen. Bigger than Stone Cold, bigger than... And then Sting coming from that, and that Crow movie. Oh, bro. I remember... I knew what wrestling was and shit, but I remember walking downstairs one day, and my stepdad's watching this weird-ass shit going down. I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, that's Hulk Hogan in the ring. With a squad, bro. 30 motherfuckers.
Yeah, he had a fucking crew.
And I'm like, that's Hulk Hogan. What the fuck? I'm little. So I'm like, that's Hulk Hogan. What the fuck's going on? And then he has the fucking black with the... I'm like, this is badass, dude.
What the fuck?
What is going on? I don't even know much about wrestling, but I know a little, you know. And then there's this dude up in the rafters that's like supernatural. And then you have like all the badass... It's been redone so many times. Yeah. It's so, it, dude, they changed like pop culture.
Fucking come down from the fucking rafters and
how
shit.
How many fake NWO shirts that some other brand do you see? Be straight up. I've seen so many.
So many.
So many.
And it works.
I won't touch it. Because I'm like, that's too many times.
I mean, I'd do it. I wouldn't do the red and black. Absolutely not.
Be Latino would be dope.
I'd do that. I had this conversation last night. I'd fucking do some rip, but the downfall of all of that was the red and black. The red and black fucking fucked it all up.
I don't know, man. The red and black was dope. I think, you know what fucked it up? The taser on Goldberg. That's really where I felt like wrestling really started. Because then when I saw that, I remember that was the first time I ever thought watching wrestling. I'm still probably my mid-teens, early teens when this is happening.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I was ever like, what the fuck? This is dumb.
That was your first ever jaded fucking moment?
Yeah, hey, legit.
You're like, dude, this is I'm over it, dude. I'd say that every fucking week now.
Dude, I said it for a while and just finally I was like, fuck this. And then for a while I listened to my podcast. My wrestling, now I don't even listen to those. I'm kind of disconnected. I watch the pay-per-views about every third one. The big ones I watch.
Yeah.
And I keep up with it on, like, Bleacher Report. Y'all can't have my time like that, though, with a product that bad.
And then trying to extend fucking hours and shit.
Dude.
Like, I think, what was it? WrestleMania was going to be another hour?
What's that? 7 hours? Is that, yeah. Like, but you know, hey, but I will say, in their defense, look at how big Super Bowl is. Look at how big this March Madness right now is happening is. So you, I know me and you've always kind of picked on me because I'm into sports and shit. Which you like the Hurricanes, but you're always like, football. But I like football. Fuck with football. You know, they all those brands have like a big moment every year where they're like, for a day, we take over your TV. And I think that's what they're trying to build. But the thing is, your product sucks. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, well, how do you fix it? For those fuckers out there that are supporting for these fucking bullshit stories and ain't no entertainment in it.
No.
I'm just telling you, until y'all make that better, y'all can't have my time where it's a 3-hour pay-per-view once a month.
Right.
They were doing 2 a month. And then Raw, and then SmackDown.
No, dude, they're doing like
NXT.
It's 2 a month. It's like every 2 weeks there's one. And then there's a big one.
Watch
and
the then, first few seasons of Lucha Underground. I'm telling you, bro, you're sleeping.
I am, because it's
not the best thing ever, but it's fresh. And you're like, I'm into this. I dig this.
Yeah.
Met Prince Puma at a vape convention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had his mask off and everything. He's out there, and I'm like, somebody, the dudes there that were in the vape, they were really into wrestling too. And we went down there. He's like, it's Prince Puma. I was like, yo, homie, you're doing your thing, bro, and not even being with WWE or nothing, you know. And he's like, well, this is when it first come out. They were like through the first season.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you think about the end of the season? I was like, bro, I'm gonna be real with you, I pirated the first 4 episodes. Shit's fucking hard to find.
Yeah,
getting on Netflix was big for them, and now it's like crushed, you know. But
is it still on there?
I don't know if it's even, I think it's still on Netflix, but I think the show's over or it's not in good shape because he's coming to WWE. Mundo's in TNA or some shit.
Yeah.
Which is Nitro, Johnny Nitro, if you don't know.
I can't fucking even think that TNA is still a thing. That's wild.
Never was into it. Let's now we're getting like micro on these motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm sure there's so many listeners like, what? No, probably not.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of guys our age are like, I like wrestling again because it's nostalgic.
It is.
That's the thing about it.
But there's one thing that I've learned about like wrestling, and it's kind of like a, like just having the fucking everything at your fingertips and, you know, having the network and shit. Mm-hmm. Like motherfuckers that are, let's say 20 years old now, try to school you on like 90s wrestling, mm-hmm. and like shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, you were 2.
Yeah. Everything's, you know? it's hardcore.
Yeah. Hardcore. Like
the vape was that way. I've learned that every avenue I've went into.
I mean, yeah, everything's a fucking popularity contest,
mm-hmm.
but like kids in hardcore will be like, yeah, I was. Oh, you remember that show? I was there. Like, and you know, you add it up. And you're like, wait, you're telling me you were 9 years old at a fucking prayer for cleansing show? Get the fuck out of here! Yeah, it's every.
It's everything. Every venture, yeah. Man. See, and that's. I mean, that's why I'm not on the fucking internet, dude. I feel like that's such a big part of that, where it's like,
it takes away from everything. It makes everything,
because everything's about what I've done or what you've done. Yeah. You know. I feel like an outlet like this, one reason I like doing what we're doing here is because I get an hour or 2 hour or whatever I want of my own time to say what I want to say, and you can listen or not. I really don't give a shit because it's. But see, I feel like if you're on, say, Facebook, you do give a shit. You want the world to know everything, and so everything becomes a fucking, well, I know more than you. Well, you're wrong, sir, or blah 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 blah.
Oh,
like,
man,
you know, it's either dick sucking or dick measuring is all you get from it.
Yeah, true, true that.
You went to Mania.
I did. You did too.
I did.
You went to a way better Mania.
Which one did you go to? I know it was last year. Florida. What went down?
33. Taker retirement.
That ain't.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think Bryan was the last like storyline. I really think Daniel Bryan's been the last like real storyline that they've been able to pull off anything of it. Dude, they had people at ball games. Yes, yeah. Like they were starting to have a little say in some real pop culture. It was starting to do something. Man, remember when he got on that cage? When he left the fucking Wyatt family, fuck yes, that was some of the first few times where
I forgot all about the fuck that whole shit.
That was the first time I think watching it again, being invested for about 2 or 3 more years from that. That was it was starting to climax where I was starting to be like, I'm getting into this.
Yeah. It's like it was fun.
I don't care if it's fake. Go down, dude. I felt like I'm gonna tell you something. WWE is good at though. They're good at kayfabe's alive. I hate hearing that kayfabe's dead. Kayfabe ain't dead. When all this shit you see, I feel like all this shit you see on BR, Bleacher Report, or even just like the whole like, and Triple H is trying to hold Daniel Bryan down. He doesn't think he's an A-list talent behind the scenes. Say so. That's all WWE.
Yeah.
To make you beat, because I'm telling you, to invest you, because then you still think like maybe they don't want him to win the title. Look what they're making him go through to do it. It was a good. They got me.
It's all going down.
I feel like even the Roman Reigns, like he's had Adderall. I think that's WWE. I think the titty picture girls is WWE.
Just
I think
to put them over.
It's kayfabe
in a weird way.
It's new kayfabe.
Yeah,
to trick you fucking kids on the internet.
That's fucking, yeah. That's what a about good when you
go to town and people would stab motherfuckers and all that bullshit we hear from the guys that are older than us? It used to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because people thought they were assholes. Whether the wrestling was real or not, they thought they were assholes.
Yeah. They had to, what is it, BSK.
What's BSK?
The fucking Undertaker's old crew. Fucking Bone Street crew.
I don't even know anything about that. Really? Is that when like he was Mean Mark, whatever?
No, nah, it was like 90s Undertaker, like Rikishi and fucking, who the fuck else was in it?
See, I remember the Ministry.
He's got it tattooed on his stomach. Oh,
was it when he was like the biker?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was way before that.
Okay. But, by the way, I fucked with Biker Taker. I'm just sorry to tell everybody.
Oh, I did too.
Last ride.
Honestly, I hope he fucking comes back.
Man, they wouldn't let him Mania. Tombstone and he would last ride a motherfucker. That last ride was dope.
Dog, think about this buildup. Kid Rock's getting inducted.
Okay.
Taker might come back.
Okay.
What the fuck? Why not?
It was Limp, though. Just straight up. It was your dad's band, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it was my dad's band.
You put this guy in a red hat. Yo, he looks like Fred Durst for real.
I don't at all. I don't fucking. You look more like Fred Durst.
I wish he was my dad. Super big Limp Bizkit fan. Fuck anybody that says otherwise. I don't give a shit. If you don't keep rolling.
That's stupid. So, what was your WrestleMania experiences like? What the fucking because you went 3-4 years ago, right?
30. So what are they on? 34.
Yeah.
Damn, ain't that crazy? We're dying so fast.
Yeah, we are. Like, what happened at that one? Because that was
okay. That was where. Okay, some serious shit went down at that one, dude.
Yeah.
Taker lost to Lesnar.
Streak
ended, not no bullshit.
Yeah.
Before it was special because the few matches he put on before that was CM Punk was before that. I think maybe Michaels before that. Might have been somewhere in there though. And H and whatever. They were all good matches. This was the first match where he really looked old. And Lesnar destroys him. So that was really that was the best way to do that. What was he supposed to do? Stay undefeated and retire? Like it's better to lose as a warrior. It seals your legacy even more. He should have quit after that.
Yeah.
But, so that happened. And then Daniel Bryan had to fight Triple H, like, the first or second match. They went at it, dude. Mm-hmm. They had been going at it. Whoever up at top passed where Triple H could have hit him in the head while he was chained.
Yeah.
They were writing Daniel Bryan hard, dude. And then he went and fucking made Batista tap out. Drax.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I remember I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings watching that.
Shit, yeah. I was in the cheap-ass seats of the Superdome, dude, where you could see the wall behind you. And Carter almost got us kicked out for vaping in there. Cops really? Came up and they thought it was me, started yelling at me. Well, that was kick you out. This is during Daniel Bryan's match. I was like, you can't kick me out. I came from North Carolina. Please.
I'm going to walk slow.
They're like, no fucking smoking in here. Seriously, or you'll get kicked out and you won't be going. You'll be going to jail. You could have left or you. And I was, I mean, this, I was like, I went and sat down. I was like, oh my God, I almost got kicked out during the last Daniel Bryan match. Wouldn't that have been some shit?
Yeah, that would have been.
And then
I
went to
raised fucking hell, dude.
Then we went to Raw, and the Ultimate Warrior gave us a crazy speech. That awkward, I had good seats for that.
That awkward fucking.
It wasn't awkward. If you were there, it was like. I mean, it was weird because it's. He's always was that way, though, dude.
Well, no, it was just awkward because, you know, 4 days later he died.
No, not no 4 days later, big dude, dog. No,
the next day
when we was driving home the next night.
Oh,
we
fuck.
Got boom, boom, boom. Our phone started blowing up, and we were like, "Warrior's dead." We were in the car. It was weird. We were quiet for a while. That it was weird.
That's weird.
Because that speech, and we heard it, and we were all saying there, we're like, that's a good speech. You felt it.
And he fucking...
He had to have been dying. Or the Vince McMahon Mafia killed his ass, and they got some good TV out of it. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Vince McMahon Mafia.
They made a deal with his wife. They're like, you come on and be our fucking strategic analyst or whatever and travel the country around. We're going to kill him, make money off of it, build a statue, have a thing in his name. I'm just saying. And you always talk about conspiracy theories on your show. I'm just saying, I got a few.
And in return, like your wife can induct one person.
That's what I'm saying. She's part of. She was part of the gimmick. She got the money. She got the full time job from it. And shit, yeah, dude. He was a fucking piece of shit. You go back and watch his old videos. He's a fucking racist piece of shit, talking shit all the time. But everybody can be that too. He went through a dark time, and it was special.
Yeah, he got banned for like fucking years and years.
They did a smear piece on him.
Well, that's what happens when you're a fucking weirdo.
So are you back? So you go to the local, the indies and shit, right?
When I can, every mm-hmm. once in a while.
You know, I've never been to one.
No, never?
I went to one at that vape convention. Saw some good stuff. It was cool. I saw drunk Eric.
Yeah.
In Winston-Salem at a fucking, he didn't even speak to me. I don't know if he recognized me, but I knew it. When I saw him, I was like, that's fucking drunk Eric.
It's wasted Eric.
Whatever.
Shout out, wasted Eric.
I remember when he tried to have himself arrested at a DAV show.
He threw himself out there.
He said, it's me. He came up and showed him. He said, somebody called in a drunk person. He's like, it's fucking me.
I did it.
I'm drunk as shit. They're like, we're not going to arrest me. They're like, what? And they wouldn't even arrest him.
Because can you tell? I mean, I guess you can tell on yourself. Bobby Smyrna.
I'd say you could.
Yeah, I guess so. Whatever. So, my fucking WrestleMania experience, everything was fine. It was hot. It was good. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. But when Taker was given, like, doing his old 20-minute spiel in the middle of the fucking ring, putting his shit down, mm-hmm. his, like, fucking, he had those, like, fucking things of fire on the Tron. One of them caught the fucking Tron on fire. You didn't see that in the videos.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't even know anything about that. Yeah. I feel like that happened a few years ago, too. There was a thing where some pyro, that's why they don't use pyro anymore. Yeah,
it's all gone now. Since then, it's been gone.
Yeah.
Dude, it was fucking, there was like 30 dudes out there. Like
there'll be
power.
Pyromania.
It was wild.
Did you see all the badass entrances? It wasn't the Sting Mania. It was after that, right?
Yeah, I didn't see
that. Sting Mania was weird. It was super beautiful, like. I watching it on TV. I was like, okay, I get what they're doing because they don't have nothing. So they made, I think they put a bunch of money into like 4K and making it dope with the sun, natural sunlight and shit. Yeah. But that was a shitty Mania.
Man, that's always, I thought that was weird about like, I always think it's weird like watching a West Coast Manias because it's always like.
It's not a good idea unless super, it's indoors.
Super fucking daylight.
It should just be indoors.
Like fucking Sting and Triple H wrestling in the middle of the day.
Because you've probably seen some good SummerSlams in LA, because that's where they were for a long time, and don't even realize that it's still daylight outside when you're watching it. You know what I mean? Outdoors is never really a good idea. Just pack seats.
Yeah.
And they don't really give a shit because they know people are going to come anyway.
Well, I've never seen this be a problem, but like they'd always do Mania like outside, usually. Has it ever fucking rained?
I don't think so.
I mean, yeah, it's in fucking
Vince
April.
Vince has that power, man.
Yeah, he does.
He can put that money in.
He paid him off.
He's got that weight, dude.
He paid him off. That's cool. That's cool. So you keep talking about this this whole vape thing. What is that? Because nobody knows what that is.
You're bullshit, dude.
Bullshit.
It was the thing that was cool in 14, dude.
Yeah, I mean... You haven't been out recently because it is fucking gnarly.
See, everybody I know smokes.
If you would have just waited a couple years, You'd be swimming in quarters.
Shit, dude. You think that, but it's that thing, that business was, it's weird, man. I was too young to get into that business. I wish I'd have been a little bit older, but this is the stuff you go through to get older and learn. But yep. All the guys that were me like 20 years ago that have tried, like they punched on it, and it was just weird because the industry was continuously just like, it was like loose sand under you. You couldn't really get a grasp because it was just constantly changing vape-wise. One week it's like, you can't have this in your vape no more. Everybody's boycotting it and banning it. And and the tanks and systems were changing so quick. It was hard to keep. It was tough, man. I about evened out, honestly. I left it. I had a business for a little bit in it, and I left out with pretty much what I went in with.
Yeah.
So I got to travel.
This is a good fucking hobby, I guess, right?
Like, man, I had I had a company that was selling shit, probably doing about $6,000 a month in orders online, and we were I was bottling it all, doing it all, making the videos, going to fucking flying to Reno, flying to LA, going to Winston-Salem. That's how I got to know those guys.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing, y'all, everybody, you know, listening. Anybody you know is doing something fucking cool on the internet, don't mean they're making money.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't like losing money, but like I said, it was like I was running in wet sand.
Just because your sales are that much doesn't mean that's profit.
There's overhead.
Yeah, there's lots of it. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're doing everything. Like, are you bottling and
I was doing it all, big dog. Yeah. Not no more. I couldn't keep doing it. I wasn't making no money.
Yeah.
And I was spending hours and hours and hours. Cause you know, when people say like it was a hobby, it's like, man, it became a job.
And then you still got a job.
It was almost profitable.
Yeah.
Like I almost had it. You know what I mean?
This thing, fucking consistency, man. That's what fucking people look for. Fucking like if you just stay fucking at it, and that's where, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to get there and be able to fucking do it, but. Like at least like 2 hours a day, put 2 hours a day to it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something.
Whatever it is, you know. Yeah.
But when it's like consuming your life and you're not fucking.
It's a hard line. Do you want to be, and I don't mean on like a fame level or
that's with anything.
But like, yeah, do you want to be, who's the dude that cuts fucking ear off, the artist?
Picasso.
You want to be a crazy motherfucker that all he cares about is his craft? Or like it's a hard line to walk, man.
Yeah. Got a lot of shit to juggle, and
after the vape stuff ended for me, I didn't do anything creative for a while, dude. Yeah. And then I just started the podcast probably about 6 months ago, something like that. You know.
So what is it? Is it a biweekly, weekly? What do you do?
It's supposed to be weekly, but I just fucking
do it whenever.
You know, my dad come and visit, and I take 2 weeks off. I got fired from a job, got a new job. That was kind of. It's like, man, I ain't posting nothing for 2 weeks. I'm gonna talk about how am I gonna get on there and be inspirational or talk some shit, and you know. I try to go weekly, though. At the most, I'll miss, like, 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and it's a lot of them are just, like, starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you listen to the ones that are big, and sometimes they'll have some of the younger names on there, and they'll be talking about it, and then they all say the same thing about fucking, like, consistency.
Yeah, consistency is key.
If you do it, if you have one every week, but if you skip 3 weeks, I mean, I'm guilty of that shit. I do it fucking all the time. I mean, that's why it's just a fucking. This is fun. This is a fun thing.
Okay, here's the thing about that. That's with any like self-promoted like digital entertainment artist, you know, which is basically what they are. You can categorize them. Us, we're self-promoting digital media artists.
Yeah.
Not everyone's swag is I'm gonna craft myself as a brand to be like cookie cutter. No offense. I'm not. I would say all due respect. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I have 60,000 views the first day that I upload. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like for me, I'm getting there. You know what I mean? Like it's not easy to do, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. When those guys started, they weren't that way. They've been doing it for a long time. It's like the rappers that come out. Well, I'm the best thing ever because I'm so young, dog. It's like but you've been doing it since you were 12 years old. Your parents got you in. You know what I mean? Like it's an illusion that they're naturally good at it.
Yeah.
Look at your studio and shit, bro. There are people that are just recording a little tape deck thing. I mean, you know, you got it's where you put yourself in the thing. But to me, it's about always being true to myself. When I started this podcast and I like shopped it to Carter and our buddy Blake that's heavily involved.
Yeah.
I was like, really? I just want to leave something for my kids to fucking listen to when I'm dead. And be like, man, dad was cool.
Yeah.
Just fuck all these other motherfuckers. If people want to listen, that's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love interaction. But I've been hated on so much on fucking YouTube and all my life, dude. You know, it's I'm like, fuck them. I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, you are kind of like a dumb, shitty person. I'm saying that to a guy wearing fucking My Little Pony headphones. They're great. They're beautiful.
Dude, I am, man. But really, though, that's some like bravado I built my life up because I needed to be funny in school because I was a little fat kid. And then I got into hardcore and people got to know me and I'm fucking everything at walks for a fucking few years because I never fucked anybody in high school. I mean, you know, there's always, you can look back at the trail now, man. That ain't me really no more. That's why I'm not. Yeah. You look me up on social media and find me anywhere. I like being alone. Yeah. I like my wife. I like my fucking little town I live in, and I fucking, you know.
Yeah.
I play board games and fucking video games. I'm a fucking dweeb.
Dweeb.
I've kind of dropped that bravado, which I still like to do this because I like to let this out some.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, but honestly, man, it's cool to be a fucking dweeb these days.
It is cool to be a dweeb these days. Make me feel like, damn, I got to quit being a dweeb. I guess yeah. I got to get serious.
Great. I got to fucking go do something. Do something else.
Time to buy a suit. Yeah, but everything is polarized these days. Like, if you're like, okay, well, now I'm going to go wear a suit and become a fucking banker. You're like, oh, fuck, there's a whole culture of this. Dude, there's a culture of everything.
There's going to be a point where, like, I'm finally out of, you know, the restaurant industry and, like, in the kitchen. And then there's going to be a trend of, like, that being the biggest fucking thing.
Homie, look up the top five things to get into when you're 30 switching careers. Number five is kitchens.
Well, I know it is.
It's 80%. I don't know if that's exact amount. I'm full of shit, y'all. But I know it's true. The biggest percent of this economy, I guarantee you, it's service industry, bro. Right. What else is we making?
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, that's because supply and demand, you know? Like, yeah. Like restaurants are always going to be there. It's like...
Yep.
It's easy to get an entry-level kitchen job.
Hell yeah, you know it is. I mean? You go wash dishes, $8 an hour. Within 2 years, you can make it $12.
Right. But, like, one of these days, it'll become, like, a fucking trend for, like, a 20-year-old that didn't go to, you know, culinary school or do any of that shit, which that is...
It's already happening.
Oh, man, it's getting gnarly.
It's already happening. And I'll tell you something. I didn't go to culinary school. I remember, dude, you know me. I worked at Wendy's.
Yeah.
From the time I was in high school, and I'd leave a little bit, come back, but for till I was like 21. Damn, I'll tell you what, probably like 23. You tell you, you fucking feel like a loser, be 23. I remember I came to Charlotte, got all drunk, and I was telling you something like that, and you were like, dude, ain't no fucking big deal working in a fast food restaurant, dude. Oh, yeah. And I remember you telling me that, and that's always, I still remember it. It stuck with me. I tell you, I was in a dark place doing that because you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
You see the people you went to high school with come through the drive through. That's fucking embarrassing. Yeah, yeah. But now, I bet I make more money. But I'm not hating. I'm just saying, like, because yeah. I moved to Asheville, and there's towns where, like, I'm the moneymaker there. We have that in common. Your service industry, you know the ups and downs of it, and the fucking, you know, make you feel like,
more hours, less pay.
What fucking, am I doing? You know,
Just like what is it? Like, you're making the man a dollar and you're getting a dime or some shit well, like I'll that. Tell whatever
you
that is,
it's weird because you know I always hear these restaurant owners say you don't know what the overhead is of this and we don't make much money and then they drive in a Porsche or something.
Yeah,
I went and worked this one place for a little bit. I was there 3 months. I quit. I said fuck this. But this dude's talking about there ain't no money. Blah 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 blah. When we're busy, big restaurant. And he's driving a Porsche. I was like, ain't no money, bitch, because you got a Porsche. Everybody deserves what they get. I get that. I don't really believe in, like, even distribution shit. That man deserves his thing.
I mean, he fucking
but break off the piece of the bread, though.
Right.
Cut the pie a little bit bigger, motherfucker. I'll leave, because there is other places that will cut the fucking pie bigger.
Yeah. I mean, and there's other ways to do it, you know. Fucking, like, I worked at one restaurant that did fucking tip shares.
That's what everywhere I work does.
Fucking amazing.
Homie, you don't even know. Y'all fucking don't know. Awesome. What fucking, it's like, yeah. That's
dude, you're 21 years old, and you're making, you know, nothing, and then every day, you're busy as fuck every night, and then you walk in the next day, and they have fucking $30 to $40 cash sitting
shit,
for you.
Shit, yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
Homie.
I mean, back then, it was all beer money. Like, in it's what university, it used to be. You know?
It's what it used to be, but really, a good restaurant employee is in demand. Dude. What you got? Okay, so real quick, yeah, dude, what are you drinking on, dude?
Dude. JT brought some goodies, man. This is a brown ale. This is a pretty tight. You know more about this than I do. I'm just drinking it.
So, we're unofficially the sponsor for this week. Unofficially.
Yeah, unofficially.
You know, like, in the words of O.J. Simpson, theoretically.
Yeah.
You know?
Until recently.
Is Highwire Brewing from Asheville, North Carolina. You're drinking the Bed of Nails brown ale. I don't know much about it. I don't drink. I know a lot of people like it, though. I know everywhere I've worked, we serve a lot of it. It's an Asheville thing.
It's pretty good, man.
I figured I heard because I heard you Gastonia brewing. We get that. See, beers, dude, Asheville's cool. you know? Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to bring him down some Asheville beer. Dude, like something that's not just Highland or something everybody can get.
I fucking love Asheville, man.
I know.
One of these days.
You've come hung out with me up here a few times.
One of these days, man. That's on my bucket list. Is to fucking move to the mountains.
Really?
Around there. Yeah.
You would like it up there.
I'm thinking like, somewhere Hendersonville or something.
Yeah, you'd love it up there.
Yeah, that's what a fucking hood.
Tons of beer, food, and bullshit. I mean,
trees, fucking silence.
I wish I had more friends up there.
I don't even care about friends, dude. We got the internet, you know?
I know, that's really the truth. That's really, because my best friend, the dude I do my podcast with, he's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
My brother's an hour and a half away. My other really close friend's about 2 hours away. So it's like the internet's how we all get together.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, who gives a shit?
You could do that with anybody these days, man. I just want to fucking disconnect, you know? Just like kind of what you did, man. But
well, you know, man, it's again, it's finding a balance, dude, because I'm still connected. Like,
right.
I still do the podcast. And my wife is on the internet. That helps too, because I'm not sitting here trying to be like I might have been down, motherfucker. I feel that way sometimes. I talk about this a lot on the podcast, but my wife shows me all the bullshit on the internet when it's about our fucking group of friends or people I knew growing up or something. You know what I mean? But it's just like, really, it's like all the politics. It's all of it. I just don't want to hear what everybody thinks about everything. It'd be like, it's like being in everybody's head all the time. Yeah. Shh. Back in the day, they just shut the fuck up about bullshit sometimes. Yeah. You didn't talk about how you felt and shit. If you was a racist or if you was anything, nobody knew because you didn't fucking talk about it. Nobody fucking talked about nothing. You just fucking went to work, you did your job, and people was happy back then.
You know what gets me about the whole call out thing about like just for the minorest things like racism, racist, you're a racist, you know?
That's still happening. It's bigger than ever.
I know. That's
why
I'm
not on the internet. God, if I was on the internet for all the shit I did to fucking girls and shit back when we were 19, bro, they'd fucking hate me.
Yeah, I mean. Because you were a dick.
I was a young fucking asshole dude. What do you want from me? Hey, name one guy that ain't been. I swear to God, name one. It's just like, and the more famous you get, they can tear you down so quick. Or if you, it don't even got to be famous, because it can just be in your own group of friends, because everybody's a little famous now. You know what I mean? Because you know 185 fucking people on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it could just be like, bull, this, dog, dog. I'm not even trying to make examples of anything. Like, the racism's so bad, the sex stuff's so bad. Like, and I'm not saying none of it's true either. It's just a big shit show online, dude.
But the like calling people out about the certain things and just dogging the fuck out of people, I can tell you this. I'm just going to go ahead and say about 1 in 5 of those people can look one generation up or 2 generations to their grandparents. And I guarantee you they are probably actually racist.
Yeah,
you
know or just I mean? Or just and worse they, in some way.
And even, are they going to dog their grandparents right. online? You know what I mean?
Like, right.
It's just, it is a, it, it's a horrible thing, but it's also a fucking trend to fucking, call out culture, I guess.
Well,
I
it's what's happening is, it's really just is, it's just instantaneous fucking connection. So it's like, if something good happens, everyone knows. If something bad happens, everyone knows. So it's like, and then everyone has the ability to comment on it, okay? So whatever the forum may be, format, it's all just fucking B9 turn into like hyper B9,
oh
Adderall B9
fucking
for everybody in the world. See, the good days was MySpace.
B9, holy shit.
And B9, and where you could go somewhere kind of safe. There's nowhere safe on the internet no more. Mm-mm. I mean, your goddamn parents, your parents have Facebook. It's dead. I'm just saying. Because if you're that connected, like, so what happens is everybody has something to say about whatever's happening.
Yeah. And it's always about themselves, for sure.
Yep.
Like if you're this way or you're this way, delete me. Or like,
oh my God.
So are you making it about you or are you like...
I don't give a fuck. That's what I saw. I'll say it. That's what I saw during the Trump bullshit, dude. My wife just showed me all these people. If you fucking voted for Donald Trump, you can fucking delete me out of your life, you bigot, piece of shit, racist motherfucker, go fucking die. You know, it's like, okay, who sounds like a bigot, motherfucking racist piece of shit? So, so then you know what happens? It becomes polarized. So then you have the person say, well, fuck me.
Yeah.
No, fuck you, motherfucking social justice warrior piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just turns into a bunch of bullshit, dude. And nobody can be friends.
Well, that's all it is. Everything's dividing. I don't know. I've seen it in my fucking friend groups with everything. Anything that happens, there's always two sides and it gets divided and it's a bummer. But also stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah. That's why it's better just not to have no friends or nothing.
Yeah.
It's funny because for the podcast, before that we started our respective podcasts, we didn't talk much, not because we had a problem or nothing, but just because, like, we don't, I bet you like me, if I don't talk to nobody, you know what I mean? And then if I have a reason to, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I barely.
Otherwise, I'm working 11 days straight or some bullshit.
Yeah. It's called growing up, dude. And then when people fucking, I don't know, there's going to be a day where it's going to be trendy to get rid of the internet.
It's already happened, man.
But the thing is,
I don't know
how will it be trendy, because nobody can tell that you did it. You know what I mean? That's going to be the hard part. We got to find a way to do that.
But the thing about it, that's, you're right about that. You're right about that. I feel like part of getting rid of the internet, like out of your life, like especially the social media, really, or the internet, whether you want to do it either. But is I feel it, like the social media is because I use the internet all the time. But I was using the internet when I was little with shit.
I meant social media.
Social media, yeah. Right. And it's like, you have to quit giving a fuck first.
I think you're going to have to, there's going to be some verbal, basically like a majority of vegans. You know, like, hi, I'm off the internet. I'm off social media. I don't have Facebook. You know, something like that. Some dumb shit.
Just going down the street just anytime they can, just so you all know.
Or you're out somewhere and they're talking about, did you see this? Like, oh, actually, I don't have that, actually.
Well, they'd probably feel more alive than they had in a long time, because they just them same fucking unhappy people on Facebook posting whatever bullshit they can to make other people unhappy, whether what other side of whatever it might be on. It's all just a bunch of bullshit, dude. It's funny. I love my wife, but now when she tells me about whatever is going on, I'm always just like, I just look at her like, you know I don't give a fuck, because I'm so disconnected. I don't give a fuck.
I'm an old man.
Just here fucking out. You know what I'm using the internet for? I'm on Kickstarter, like, looking up board games, dude, and being like, what's the next thing coming out, you know?
Dude, I, like, see the, like, statuses of, like, people basically saying, they're saying, like, I got this going on, I got this going on, I got my shit together. No, motherfucker. My grandpa's got his shit together.
Yeah, right? No, it's like, my parents have their shit together.
They've never touched a fucking Facebook. I have no fucking clue what it is.
Well, what's happened too is a lot of old people have gotten on Facebook too.
Oh, but they misuse it as fuck.
Exactly. Yeah, I know, like really old people. But I'm saying, like, my mama, she knows how to use it. She'll get on there and she'll argue with my wife's friends about stupid shit.
That's my favorite. The fucking.
I'm just saying. My wife comes home one day and she's like, yo, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, you're to your mom, fuck you, bitch, or something. But in a nicer way, it was being a catty bitch. And I was like, again, dude, I don't give a fuck. It's like, don't even tell me that shit, because if you didn't tell me that shit, I wouldn't even know that shit.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, you know? So when that starts happening, I feel like what you're really going to see is not a popularity of people getting off the internet. You're going to see the kids, they're going to be over it. Yeah. I really think they're going to be over it. Or it's going to become even faster, like Snap and all that weird shit, but I feel weird. I can't do Twitter. I look at that shit and I'm like, what the fuck?
I think I made a Twitter like 10 years ago.
If I stuck with it, it would go into the algorithm in my brain. But when I look at it, I'm like, fuck this, all this shit.
I don't understand
talking
it.
Shit all the time.
I never understood it. Like, it's not like a
there's the update. Algorithm's like, weird when you look at it. It just shows you random shit. Like, but I'm sure the more you use it, it curates. But I don't give a fuck about the 120 characters everybody's saying all day long.
Yeah.
That's too much. Ding, 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 ding. Like, god damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I fuck with Rick Ross. His Instagram, it has zero followers or following.
That's why I love fucking John Cena's Instagram.
It's like, fuck yeah.
No, it's literally just pictures of random things. And he posts daily.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like one daily or all day daily?
Just like one.
One? Okay.
But
okay.
It's literally like a picture of a rock and like a picture of like a staircase. And
artsy?
Like,
artsy?
No.
Just bullshit.
Yeah, it's so fucking dumb.
So awesome. I love John Cena, man.
I do too. You know what? It'll be a sad day when he's gone.
I don't think so. It's funny. It will. You know what? It will, because I say that now, because really, he LeBron. He ain't going nowhere for a while. Even if it's like he's going to retire, he'll be back. Yeah. He'll be like The Rock for longer.
There's been a couple times where and we're back on wrestling. There's been a couple times where it's gotten to such a bad point, and I think this is happening right now. It's such a bad point that they're bringing him in to save the fucking day.
Yeah, but
if Undertaker does this match with him,
could it be possible that the best thing for wrestling would be for WWE to just fail? Like, you know, just like iron press the wound closed and feel all that pain and be done with it because you know it'll hit. You can, dude, do you, does that make sense? Like, thinking like 30 years from now, for the sake of just the art and style and entertainment of wrestling, wouldn't the best thing be for WWE just to fucking boom and then just slowly. Start, slowly rebuild these territories. Dude, it's already happened. Look at the indies. It's already happening. WWE's dead, dude. It might stay around forever, right. But WWE's dead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can...
I'm sorry, y'all. I, for one, I assume that all your listeners listen to wrestling, which I know to be true. Secondly, I just hate to give them the truth like I got to do, man. Yeah. WWE's dead, dude.
I say in the next, like, you know, 10, 15 years... Dude, the dudes in the indies, there's some motherfuckers making some money.
Yeah, exactly.
That, and they don't even, like... The fucking big leagues, they're in the big leagues, man.
It's just like this shit we're doing here and everything else. You can just be self-promoted now.
Dude, the fucking, they have goddamn.
They've put, you know what they're doing? They're putting asses in seats. That's really what they're doing. Yeah. And it's indies, but it's like self-promoted indies. It's not where you got to go to promoter no more. The YouTube is the promoter. The internet's the promoter. Yeah. So it's like, I just make myself dick move. I can't even name that guy, but I know the dick move. It was all over my Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
And people are like, that's stupid. Yeah, Mankind, you're saying that's stupid because you're fucking old and you've got on. Guess what? People saying Socko is fucking stupid too, dude.
Socko was very stupid.
And people fucking cried and cheered and fucking... Mankind was my favorite out of that era for WWF. And when he won that title, I'm just saying. So, like, give a homie... let a young man eat.
Dude, there's a fucking tag team in Ring of Honor that sells shit at Hot Topic.
I know. The Young Bucks or whatever, right?
Young Bucks.
I know. It's just like hardcore. We was not saying that about the hardcore bands. I remember when that first started. Not after a while because it became so normal. But when it was like, there's fucking terror shirts at fucking Hot Topic, dude.
Yeah. And everybody secretly fucking bought one.
I bought all of them, motherfucker.
He's like, dude, I fucking... No, I ordered this. Whatever, whatever.
I still bought the dope shit, though.
I don't care if it's in fucking Hot Topic.
I swagged out back then. Watch me. See, I'm gonna get some
fucking trip jeans. Hell yeah. Fuck shit up.
I had a Terra windbreaker. It was dope, dude.
You got it from Hot Topic?
No, I got it from a Terra show that Scott Vogel got me into, and then I sat at the door being like, you got a dollar, you got a dollar, you got a dollar, until I got $35. I'd be like, it's for this Terra hoodie. I need a few more dollars. I scammed it. Got that hoodie. My ex-girlfriend stole it.
Was it the Eagle hoodie?
No, this was like a rain jacket. It said Terror like across the bottom in like fucking weird little like paint font. You know what I mean? It was legit, dude. It was legit.
Man, that's...
That Rashad guy sold it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Brace War. He was really nice to me when I first met him way back in the day. We went to fucking Columbia for some show. They were like just starting to kind of get on.
Yeah.
And then he was so nice to me. He talked to me for like an hour. I probably bugged the shit out of him. I was young. But he was nice, as it need be, say. Saw him in Richmond at...
United
Blood, 08. And I walked up to him. I was like, hey, man, you probably don't remember me, but we met in Columbia. I just wanted, like, you know, say what's up. And he was like... He looked at me and got in my face like he was going to fucking kill me, dude. Like,
what?
I don't know you.
No shit.
I was like, okay, man. I'm sorry, dude. Like, just stunting.
Yeah, yeah.
Got some big ass fucking... I think the vocalist from fucking Down to Nothing was standing there. Yeah. And he got his shirt off. And, like, he was... I mean, and I'm not saying he was mean or nothing. I don't... It could have been somebody else, but somebody that's caliber of...
Yeah.
These are guys I'm looking up to, 19, 20 years old. And I'm okay, I'm not here to fucking take over your fucking scene, dude. Like, kiss my ass, dude. I'm just saying, all the people that... would get that way.
Yeah.
Like, it would be just like so disheartening. I don't even mean to talk shit. I just would hope if somebody did hear that, because there's a thing. My friends know them people.
Yeah.
My tattooers know them people. All my people know them people. So it's just like all these people, I just wish they would realize, and they probably more mature now too, as 7 years ago, but be nice to some young motherfuckers that are fucking happy to know you. Like, come on, dude.
Bro, that was 10 years ago.
Okay, I know. I'm getting old. But that's why hardcore's dead. But that ain't just why hardcore's dead. The internet killed that shit.
Internet killed hardcore.
Sorry. Definitely. Hate to tell y'all again, but that's why I don't nobody go to the shows no more. And they were smart. They adapted to big festivals. That's what everything is now. And just smart.
Yeah.
But see, I don't want to go to that because I don't want to get beat up. Dude, show up in a Manson shirt after marshaling somebody and hurt somebody, and then they're like, oh God, who's this fucking guy? You know? God damn it, dude. I should have just went to work today.
Why did I fucking use my vacation?
To get fucking beat up.
4 days in Philadelphia. God damn it.
Nah, these guys got too many face tattoos, bro. Like, you know?
There's a lot of egos. And
calmed down, though? I bet it's calmed down a lot, too.
Has it calmed down?
I bet it has.
In what aspect?
Like, if you go to a show now, you don't feel... If, say, you go to a show, you're not well-known, you don't feel like everybody just stunting on each other with the goddamn crew shirts and ain't, you know.
Hell no, dude.
It's gotten worse.
Man, have you ever been to NOTA? Or
I love fucking like gang violence, but I'd rather watch it on TV.
No, there's never, bro, fights are very rare.
Oh, cool.
But it's mostly shit talking online.
Yeah, and it's all turned into online.
And all your pretty boy tough guys, like the dudes that played 4 years of high school football and then, you know, graduated and they're like, all right, hardcore. You know, just like got into it.
But what's wrong with that?
I mean, dude.
See, I feel like that guy would have got the shit kicked out of him at a show. And I know, I mean, I don't know. I just have, the older I got, the more I was like, this shit's, the exclusivity of this shit is stupid. You know?
I don't know. I mean, I still love hardcore and shit, but it's definitely not.
Who do you listen to? Not new. Like, who do you listen to that I would know?
I mean, I still listen to fucking, you know, Madball and Terror.
They got a new album coming out, somebody told me.
Yeah.
I like, I listen to that Cold World album a bunch.
I love that.
And it's funny, I'll hear people talk shit about that record like it ain't no good or nothing just because.
Like the one with the Italian flag on it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid. That shit goes in. Yeah. I was 5 years older. Come on, dude.
Yeah, that shit was fun. All that shit was fun.
And I feel like you had to see it.
Yeah.
You know, if you saw it, like Bane, like if you see Bane, you're like, I fuck with Bane. Whether you're a 20-year-old, 10-year-old, whatever. But if you just hear Bane, you're like, what the fuck is this? But once like you see it, yeah.
That's and I guess social media doesn't really fucking put that across, you know, that like.
No, it's an experience, not like a visual effect. So even like a recording of a show, I think it might get someone interested.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. You can't go to Tremont nowhere like that no more, really, and go see a show where there's like, you know, you go on a man, I remember there was 1 week. I live in Taylorsville, hour and a half from Charlotte. There's 1 week. I'm in high school. I'm sneaking out 3 nights a week to drive to Charlotte or go with my buddy and go see shows. And I was just, you felt something.
Yeah.
You had to feel something to go do that. That's gone, man. Am I wrong? I feel like you don't see the shows, like, you know.
I mean, I do see the younger, and you know, it was before everybody was old enough to go fucking drink at a bar and shit. Mm-hmm. So
that's the thing too. The older people have kind of moved on, but I feel like the younger generation never really replaced it. You know,
I don't know, man. There's like a huge like a fucking like a what are you?
I could be speaking out of turn too. I am in Asheville,
man. There's like a whole mess of like little straight edge kids out of North Carolina that are
really,
like, yeah, man. There's like a lot of like. New
now, are there shows being established and people doing bands and stuff? Well, you know what I mean,
in here or from here?
Yeah, just like a scene. Like, is there? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's not.
I know about all the straight edge older guys that are like our age or whatever.
Hardcore,
you know?
Is so much different now that, like, I mean, to be in a successful band, you're gonna have to. You can't fucking just play the same spot anymore.
I know.
Like, I see a bunch of these bands. They're fucking. Every weekend, they're up north.
So they're playing. They're cool.
They're out there, but.
I think, too, it may just be because Charlotte and definitely Asheville, but Charlotte lost. Charlotte losing Tremont, and Charlotte lost Tremont way before Tremont closed. Again, hate to tell y'all.
Yeah.
But when you wasn't having two shows in each room and are bleeding through in the little room and Joe fucking Crutch head stomping across, like. Yeah. You know, I see it in my mind. It's probably not true, but I see him heck crunching across 60 people, like, to the bleachers and. That ain't happen, you know. I think because Charlotte lost that, maybe that's why I feel kind of jaded on it too. It's like it kind of dried up, so it made you be like, "Well, fuck this, it's dead." But maybe it's not so dead. But I feel like, is that not just local music? I feel like that's local music everywhere, right?
Just dead or
like it's changed. It's not like, you know, Friday night and we're going to the show all the time no more. You know,
fucking don't worry if you're straight edge, I'll buy you a Sprite or what was that fucking Hoods lyric, dude? I fucking love that band too.
Who
Hoods?
I liked Hood's okay. I always had fun at Hood shows, and they were really nice guys when we would like go to their shows or book them or hang out with them.
And you know what was crazy back then, like Creations and all that shit. Like I remember there was a weird fucking tour. Like
Creations was great.
Furious Styles. I think it was Hoods.
And yeah, I think Dakota booked that show.
My Children, My Bride. You know,
I think Dakota booked that
like,
show.
Hardcore, metalcore, all that shit. But like it was all like. Two totally different types of music, but like everybody was there, everybody's moshing for everything. Now it's so fucking segregated that if somebody is willing to like book a metal band on a hardcore show, like an openly metal band, not a crossover metalcore band or something,
but a metal band,
nobody's going to be inside for that fucking band because they don't fucking want to be.
I felt like it was always that way too, kind of, when we would go. I mean, still even then, I felt like I always remember that weird thing of like, you got to go in for this band or this is happening. But, yeah. But I feel like also, I feel like people vote with their attendance. You know what I mean? I think that's a big part of it too. It's not supposed to be easy either for a metal band to win over a bunch of hardcore kids.
Yeah.
You got to be good. Vice versa.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless you're Hatebreed.
Yeah, but Hatebreed, yeah, but I'm not good at, look, I'm not talking shit about Hatebreed, but I'm just saying they didn't make it that big though. Not when you look at, like, you know, they didn't make it like so big that you can go up to people out here when you go to your car night and be like, do you like Hatebreed? And they're gonna be like, what the fuck is Hatebreed? Yeah. You say, do you like Metallica? They're gonna, and I'm not saying they should have ever aspired for that level, but you know, it's hard to cross over.
Yeah.
What was the band, No Warning?
Yeah.
They, like, crossed over, and it was, I'll tell you who crossed over and went ham. AFI.
Oh, yeah,
Some hardcore guys, older guys. See, that's the thing. The guys that are older than us, they're like, you like fucking Sing the Sorrow? You're a fucking...
Hell no.
I fucking fuck with Sing the Sorrow. Yeah. Kiss my ass.
Fuck with all of it. And then they fucking go back and do hardcore again, and everybody fucking hates on it.
Yeah, well, that's because then they were famous, and then a bunch of people heard it but probably didn't like hardcore, and then you probably have the hardcore people being like, blah, 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 but... I mean, even that Black Sails, it was good, but the intro was dope. It was more like the Sing the Sorrow. I could see, like, I'm sure a producer went to them and was like, this stuff, yes, this stuff, no. This stuff is what you need to be doing.
See? No.
Because even if you listen to Sing the Sorrow, you hear them doing circle pit stuff in there and stuff. Uh-huh. It's just kind of hidden in the... You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, they got a break. Even that fucking... What was that video they had? It was like...
Girl Not Grey?
The one where they had the fucking dudes with the bandanas on, and there was like a mosh pit.
I don't know.
It was like a tree and a bunny.
Girl Not Grey.
And then there was...
Dun, 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 dun. Oh! Yeah.
No, it was Fight Song.
Fight Song. See, I don't even know Fight Song. That must have been like after Sing the Sorrow.
I think it was on that, but maybe I'm wrong. But like...
Sorry.
90s fucking AFI, tight.
It's okay.
And then...
It's good. Mean, it's really
Sing
good.
Sing the Sorrow,
it
AFI.
Is good. Sing the Sorrow tight. Is good, yeah. I didn't like the...
I don't know what the Fight Song was on, but like for them to market to a fucking mainstream thing, they had to throw on the fucking what was popular at the time.
That's how it goes.
The tight jeans and the bandanas. And,
okay.
And they were doing dumb push pits, you know? But it was in their like... It wasn't like a live video. It was really stupid, actually.
Somebody probably went to them and said, look, this is how we're marketing you. This is your brand. Here's the thing. Do you want a bunch of money?
Yeah.
Or do you can have a bunch of money with a lot of people talking shit about you on the internet, or you can just have a lot of people talking shit about you on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, those are your two options. And I'll tell you right now, they told me that we're going to give you $20 million. Yeah. You got to do this. I'd be like, let's fucking do it. Yeah, you know?
You could have this bus and live comfortably, and people talk shit about you. Or you can have that fucking van and continue.
And still have people talk shit about you, dude. I mean, you can keep your creative integrity. But what a lot of people don't realize is, for me at least as a creator, I want to sell out. I want to make money doing this. Like, I want to have, like... I don't know that I want to give my life to it, but I'm just saying, dude, the most money I've ever made doing this is doing some radio commercials.
Yeah.
And I just did a YouTube video, and it was shoddy because he was like, I don't care, we need it done now. But it was a little commercial I did with this guy releasing an app.
Uh-huh.
Those are the best paying jobs I've ever had. Yeah. I'm telling you, selling your soul is how you make money.
Yeah, dude. I don't believe in the whole, I don't understand the whole selling out thing.
You still get to do your creative because you have to be creative to do this shit.
Like, you mean to tell me you don't want that person to continue doing
that's what I'm saying? You know? Like, I'm like, wait, I can't set my artistic integrity, but I got to, like, pay a bunch of fucking bills. You can kiss my ass, dude. I'm selling out my artistic integrity. I'm trying to be like a NASCAR racer. Have a brand of every motherfucker that's ever paid me on my jacket.
I'll put Jimmy John's on my ass.
I work for Coca-Cola right now. This ad brought to you by Coca-Cola. You know, it's like, goddamn, dude. Pay me. I'm sure we sound like a bunch of goddamn hillbillies. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I try to do my...
Radio voice?
Radio voice.
I don't give a shit.
I don't fucking have one.
I brand it out, dude. Fuck it. You know, you see me coming from my way. When I go get a job at a place, all them liberals are like, yep, we know you. Like, yeah, but I'm nice. I'm nice. I fucking promise I'm nice.
I'm the good one.
I'll do anything for you.
I'm the good one. Not him, man.
none of this shit on my skin is prejudice. You know what I mean? Like, I have pock on my leg. That was like a try to be to just blend in. I just don't talk. And wear shorts.
Is that like a thing that you need to do for like we were talking about, like like for vegans, like a non social media type way.
Exactly. It's my post.
Just every day, just like
no, but I have walked through the mall a lot of times, and the number one person that always shouts out my Tupac tattoo is like younger, like black girls with like their black girlfriend. Probably when like black dudes see it, they're probably like, you know,
yeah.
And then same thing when white people see it. My mom saw it. I'm just gonna say she did not like it.
Really?
No. Which she don't like me getting tattooed.
Right.
So then the anger manifests to that. Because yeah. I got a devil on my arm, so she's like, devil, we hate the Lord. I'm like, I don't hate the Lord. It's just a story.
Yeah.
It's just a story. You know what I mean? Like the shit on my arm, I just want it to look like a glass window pane from a church. I remember seeing it when I was little, I'm like, that's so dope. And now that I, you know, and there you'd think ain't no glass window panes with the devil on it. And the Lord fucking smiting his ass, dude. Yeah. Can't get smited if you don't talk about the motherfucker. That's what I've never got about Christians. It's like you can't address that evil was real with them.
Yeah.
You know?
No. No.
You know it ain't. We don't talk about that. I'm like, what do you mean you don't talk about that? You talk about it every fucking Sunday.
No.
Y'all talk about hellfire and brimstone and shit.
No.
You grew up in that shit, I'm sure. You're from here. If you didn't, you were around it, though.
I grew up in the middle of that shit.
Yeah, we all did. But it's the same story for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either you're gay, or you know it ain't true, or you fucking whatever. But, you know, it's like, I remember just sitting there being like, oh, it's weird, my relationship with that. But it was like, religion is bullshit at first, you know? And I knew that when I was little, and I would hear that voice in my head, which now that I'm older, I manifest that kind of, I don't know if it's as God, but that's what I grew up hearing, but I felt the truth. The truth. That was the truth. This shit you're at right now, sitting here listening to this guy telling you that if you don't believe him, you're wrong. My common sense said, "Dad, what's this guy trying to sell me?"
Right.
So then I got angry. I heard, you know, there is no God. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, there's no God. Fucking God, you know.
Ceremony or some shit.
I remember I played a show at a skate park in like Marion or somewhere, and we killed it, dude. It was one of our best shows. But I said a bunch of shit about there no God and all this shit. And the owner comes to me, he's like, y'all killed it. We'd love to have you back. Don't come here saying that shit. He's like, I remember being your age and being that way, but you're going to grow up one day and realize it ain't so damn black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And you ain't supposed to know what's going on because you're a fucking stupid human. So it's like, now that I'm older, I see that a little bit more where I'm more like, okay, you know, the Christians, they got some good ideas and shit, dude, you know, but it's just like, I grew up in it so much, it's so pressed into my brain. I quote a lot of the Bible. I quote the Bible a lot on my show, and I'm sure I could on here, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, there's a bunch of other shit that's the exact same way.
Yeah.
The Islam and the fucking, I'm sure the Hindus and the Buddhas and all the motherfuckers, like, they all have deep ass shit. See, they make it sound so trivial. I don't mean to. I mean, with all due respect, they make, you know?
I mean, everything, I don't know, everything always can't be horrible. Like, there's always a good side to everything or whatever. I don't know. Like I said, I grew up, like, with the whole fucking Southern Baptist fucking
yeah, I know you did. Like, but I know you believe in that shit a little bit, or I feel like, and I mean, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, you know,
not
but,
really,
because you're married. I mean, I know you believe in goodness,
yes,
because of the way you live your life, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody.
The unloved son bullshit's just a gimmick. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're a sweet
yeah.
big teddy bear, dude.
Yeah,
you're loved.
Super gimmick. it's the best gimmick I've ever had.
Fuck yeah!
I'm not even. I'm not
it's
even
funny because, like, to an asshole, like, to, like, a dumb ass, you know, you hear that, you're like, oh, that's shit talk, but it's like a wrestler. It's like, hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You got to get, you know what I mean? Like, it's funny how, you know, connotation.
Yeah, we come back to the,
I know.
Come back to the wrestling.
No, I'm proud of you, man. I see everything you're doing.
Man, I'm proud of you.
You're lucky you can smoke in here, dude. My vape sounds like goddamn Darth Vader coming through the fucking headphones.
Yeah, do it one time. It'd be funny.
All right. I've been asked to vape on command like so many times. It's always so weird. People are like, but
dude,
hit a vape for me, dude. I'm like, dude,
do that.
Okay.
Do that fucking tongue trick.
It's never as cool. It's like they think it's going to be. It's just me going.
Oh, God. Make a heart.
I can't do any of that shit, dude. I can make some little circles if this fan ain't blowing, dude.
Yeah.
Turn the fan off. It's for the sake of art, dude.
No, we're not doing that. Fan stays on. My back's sweating. I got tiger stripes.
So let me ask you this. So what's your long-term plan for this show? Do you really have one, or are you kind of just trailblazing right now?
Yeah, man, we're honestly, yeah, I guess that's the way to sum it up. Yeah, we're just rolling with
that's
it.
That's the funnest times, because you create the character, you know?
Well, yeah, well, we're just trying to, what I'm trying to do is just have a good time, sit around. I got a lot of fucking people that I know doing things that are good.
Yeah.
Also some things that are bad.
I'm sure. But, well, you call it podcast for the bad seeds. Yeah, like yeah. It fits the brand of it. You
right.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of fucking people that are doing cool shit that I know, and I want to fucking bring them on and let yeah. them have some platform.
Yeah.
And you know, I think as big as fucking podcasts are getting,
yeah.
I think if they can hear it on this, I mean, fucking Instagram can only go so far. You know, not everybody has
it. No, it's true, dude. So, you realize why when you're a famous musician or whatever, they send you on a fucking media tour? Like, yeah. this kind of shit, or Fallon, or whatever, but a show,
right. yeah.
an outlet, like a true, like, thing. We've been talking for 45 minutes, I bet, you know, yep. where somebody can actually talk, and you're like, you know, I thought that, okay, look at LeVar Ball. You may not know who LeVar Ball is.
Uh-uh.
Okay, his son got signed to the NBA. He had the son in China that got arrested, and Trump went and saved him or whatever. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's LeVar Ball. He became this big character. People in sports know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I thought LeVar was a fucking idiot until I heard him on a show talking.
Really?
I was like, okay, motherfucker, I like you.
Yeah.
Now when I see him on the thing, I might be like, you know, yeah, he's doing dumb shit or whatever. But I don't even know the person, but I heard the person like talk and speak, and you know, and people don't realize that I get, look at it like this. My show will get a little spike from coming and doing this with you. I guarantee it will, because people will hear it. I'm sure people are going to hear it and be like, I can't stand this guy. And then you get people to hear it and say, who is this guy? I'm going to go listen to him.
Yeah.
You know? And,
well, I mean, your show's more for intellectual fucking people.
I bet you got a few intellectual people that listen.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm sure everybody is, but I mean,
that's an unsafe assumption.
Yeah, but you touch on the real subjects.
I know. I feel like I'm full of shit though a lot of times. Do you ever feel that way when you're doing all this shit? Do you ever feel like you know what I mean?
Dude, I'm the most full of shit asshole in the world.
Like, I ain't got a degree. I got no degree. I don't got no degree in nothing. So, like, who gave me the right to even tell people how to do or what to think or anything, you know?
There it is.
Let me hit one time.
Well, JT, I really appreciate you fucking coming on.
No, man, this is great, dude. I hope we can do this again.
Hey, dude, we can.
Get your Skype game up a little bit and do my show.
I honestly don't even know what a fucking Skype is.
It's just an app. And you just sign on. I know.
It's on my laptop. It came with it.
You could talk with all this stuff, I'm sure, plugged into it, and it would just record on my end, and I would just have the audio of it. I could edit.
Okay.
I know. I told you, I was like, just get on Skype and talk to me for my thing. I'd like to come down again. This is cool. It's a nice break for me, too, for my life. You know?
Fuck, yeah. We'll hit it up. I'll do yours, and I can sound like
that would be great.
I could sound like a full shit fucking asshole.
For the 15 people that listen, dude.
Yeah, that'd be tight. Well, hopefully, you know, like 20.
Yeah, you know, there's good days. There's good days and there's bad days, dude, you know?
So, yeah, man, like I said, I appreciate you coming on, driving down here, doing this shit, and reading me some Bible verses and whatever the fuck you were doing.
Hey, man, I'm trying to help you, dude. I worry about you, man. Your branding is like, there's some Freudian slips coming out.
Yeah,
like,
you look like Jesus.
You got to get a pop filter for this motherfucker, dude. What's wrong with you?
Got one,
but yeah, I know I do. I mean, you know, I'm a follower of Jesus. What do you want me to tell you, dude? It's all right, man.
Lord,
me and Scott Cowan, what do you think we look like we do for?
You're right. Are y'all gonna shave your heads or anything anytime soon? Because I've heard.
No, I'm like ahead of you for the long hair competition. Yeah. You know, it always comes right back. So like, I'm keeping my spot in line right now, dude. I'm just saying. Because no matter what, mine will always be a little bit longer than yours. So if you grow yours out this long, I'm stunting on you every time I come over here. Yeah. I'm gonna have braids soon, dude.
This is a month, so
this is it's like 3 months. So I'm just saying, dude. Yeah. Like,
whatever. For everybody listening, if you go to unlovesonscompany.com, we just released a 316 collection. There's fucking shorts, sweatpants, fucking father caps. What else we got on
What's on the summer collection?
We got fucking butcher's aprons.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Why did you not bring me one of them over, bro?
Well, you know what? Because I didn't want to.
I couldn't wear that to work.
Yeah. No, you probably could. This is. It's a.
It's like no one loves you.
It's subtle. But yeah, if you're listening and you appreciate everything, and I just want you to know that I appreciate you. And if you use the code PFTBadSeeds. At checkout, you will receive a little chunk off your cart. And for JT and and me, Scotty, we are signing out. Ba-boom.
See you later, guys.
Boom.